Oh, I gotta turn it up. Welcome.
Yeah.
Who done it?
Who done it?
How to play straight to the bar. Trying to see who we are. Getting all the news and they mad. We out here making moves that these weak hoes can. Bitches gonna be mad for us. And they just gonna be mad at us.
And they just gonna be mad. Anyways, welcome to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. It's me, your girl Queen T, aka Tiana Non Basic, and I'm here with no other than
LG in the house.
Yes, I am the artist previously known as Tiana Sick of the BS. And again, BS stands for basic situations. Okay. And as y'all know, we are always in the
house. Always in the house.
We don't need y'all to get that lace front off the top of y'all eyebrows and pay attention. Because a Tennessee mom, yes, a Memphis, Tennessee mom, yes, I said it. She has been recently arrested and accused of child abuse for allowing her child to wax the private parts, a five-year-old child.
Well, there's no hair there at five, so.
No, she's waxing grown people, girl.
Oh, it's a little child. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, okay, Jada, you need to be careful.
Yeah, so she's allowing her daughter to wax grown people.
No, why? Because why would she get in trouble for that? Because she's trying to teach her child to follow her in the next generation to make money, so I don't understand.
Did you say why was she getting in trouble? Because she
No.
Because she should.
Okay, so there is a mother, I will say. Her name is Jada. I follow her. I've been following her for fucking years. And sometimes she has her child film her while she's picking out her ingrown hairs. So should she go to jail too?
She ain't having her child wax nobody.
No, but she wants her child to take over the business.
I mean, you have to be licensed to do waxings. Am I right? Am I wrong?
No, like, I could do my own waxing. So yeah, I hurt myself.
No, but she has to. I mean, her child is 5 years old.
I don't think it's nothing wrong with that.
Well, the girl
basically teaching her child to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. So I don't see the problem here. Right. Why would I see the problem?
What you mean? Why would you see the problem?
Why do you see the problem is the question.
I see the problem because child is 5 years old waxing people.
So? She might got a talent for waxing people.
I mean, she's pretty good. But that's not the problem. The problem is they said she was waxing up 20 clients a day.
Okay.
And she's waxing their private parts or whatever and everything. And the girl is bragging about her child. You know, she's inheriting generational wealth and she's...
That's LLC. What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because why? Because if she wasn't black, why would it be a problem?
What you mean? You don't
Okay. When I was in the educational industry, I met a little boy who has been managing properties since he was 10, 11 years old, and he's about to graduate from high school.
He wasn't waxing people private parts, Gina.
What the difference? He's running the family business. That's a family business.
Yeah, it is a family business. But still.
What is the, because it's a private part?
Yes, that's
the
reason.
Oh my God, that's wrong, Tiana.
That's where you got it wrong at. I mean,
fuck does it matter? That's still a generational wealth, a family business. Man,
I mean, you can teach your child whatever, but
hey, we're not gonna
get violated child labor law.
No, she did not.
Yes, she did.
Man, so that little boy who went to school and checked on his properties and came home and from school and collected rent and whatever else he needed to do and made sure that those properties were being properly maintained.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay for him to do that because it's his family generational wealth, right? But that's child labor law. This nigga was under 18. He wasn't a nigga. He was Asian. He was a Chinese boy.
You have to have a license to No. Whack somebody. Yes.
So what? So
you have to have a license. This child can't get a license. You can't get a license. I know she can't get a license. To be an esthetician until you're 16 years old.
Okay.
This is a 5-year-old.
So what's wrong
child.
With her? I'm sorry. We're gonna agree to disagree on this topic. What is wrong right. with her mother teaching her a skill that's gonna bring her, that's gonna make her money?
I'm not saying it's not all man, right that she wrong. Taught her to skill.
Why? Because she looked at pussies?
Yes.
That's what made not, it
wrong.
Hey, I need some. The I need end, a, I need
they
some
said money. She had her doing working over 8 hours a day, doing up to 20 clients a day, and the baby is doing the clients. The 5-year-old is doing the clients, and it's while really she's dumb. Recording, they said it's all documented on her YouTube page, which she became famous from.
Okay, so what's her name?
I'll
be following institutions. What's her name?
Girl, I don't even know this child.
I'm just
I think
like,
the
totally.
News story that reported it is a what? Memphis news station. Okay. It's called WRAL
Live. I
need
to pay attention to and the articles you sent me.
Yeah, you do. You should have paid
but
more attention.
I don't give a fuck.
But they didn't even mention the mom's name.
She's not working this girl hard. She just she noticed that her daughter was good at doing this shit. So she.
I'm not gonna say I saw the daughter doing some underarms at 5 years old, and she's very meticulous. And she.
But if she's a white kid, an Asian kid, it would be okay that she is fucking doing that shit. Because only people tripping is because she's a black kid doing it.
Are you kidding me, Gina?
She is creating generational wealth for her child. She is teaching her child how to have a job, how to do something, a trade.
No, but she needs to have 750 hours of training. I don't know
so
how.
So what?
How much but this girl could have had more than that. She probably could have had 5 years of training since she is 5 years old. And she's been watching her mom do this from birth. And she seems to be
I'm
like
done.
An expert at it. But she's whacked in private
next
parts.
Next story.
Well, I'm the done next story.
I don't want to talk about it no more.
Yeah, I feel you.
I think that it's wrong that they are trying to prosecute this mother for giving her child a trade. Something that she can take with her growing up. And if nothing else works for her, she got this trade. Because she's good at it. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, I feel you.
But
I
it's cool. If it was about
Jasmine Moss. Okay. I had to find her name. Her name is Jasmine Moss. She's an estheticianist, and she has a business out of her establishment. Well, she has an establishment, and she had her 5-year-old daughter waxing clients, and she was
because she wanted to teach her.
Yeah, she said she wanted to teach her generational wealth, and that she was handing down LLCs and not, you know. Retardation.
Well,
I guess.
Jasmine is about to
know.
Get off on this
I don't
shit.
Know why she was saying she was handing
well,
out
Jasmine
LLCs.
About to get off on this shit because this is some bullshit.
Well, she just was in
her
court.
Daughter's a girl.
She was in court seven
she's
days
a girl.
Ago.
The bitches that the motherfuckers that she doing.
They said it was over 20 clients.
So what? How?
What you mean so?
So. In one day? Yeah, that's a
yeah.
Good.
They said in one day.
No,
that's what court shit. Document said. Court document said that she had her waxing over 20 clients within an 8-hour work day. Over an 8-hour work day. The little 5-year-old baby is waxing people.
Whatever.
But apparently she was doing it in record time.
Okay, so.
Listen, the baby was doing it in record time.
We're not going to agree on this.
I mean, the baby is an excellent waxer. That's all I can say. She's amazing at waxing. But you should not have your child working your 5-year-old child working over 8 hours a day waxing your clients and filming it. That's crazy. And somebody on you know, well,
how do they know? How do they really know that child was doing it that long? How? What evidence do they have to show that she was actually
I don't know the
yeah. Like so the court a 5-year-old is a preschooler, right?
Yeah,
in the United States.
Well, kindergartner.
No, depends on when she was born.
Well, yeah, okay. I think her daughter is a kindergartner.
Okay, so there's no way she could do 20 hours a day.
You're so crazy.
If she's but a kindergartner.
It
she
wasn't
20
hours
a day.
Hours a day. It was
8 hours.
Clients.
They do seven. They do.
It was 20 clients in a 1-day period.
Most kindergartners in the United States last about 6 to 7 hours. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that leaves how many hours in a day? And she has to sleep too.
Yeah, that's right. But her daughter was found to be waxing clients, 20 clients over an 8-hour period, well, according to court documents. And she just went to court about it, you know, and 7 days ago. 7 days ago, you guys. Or that's when the story was posted on.
Made this shit.
Yeah, the story again was posted. Allegedly, this happened on Memphis station WRAL news station.
I want to see that shit.
Well, yeah, yes, and her name is Jasmine Moss, M-O-S-S. Jasmine is spelled because you know nowadays they spell Jasmine all kind of different ways, but her name is spelled traditionally, and it's J-A-S-M-I-N-E, Jasmine. Jasmine Moss, and she's a popular YouTuber, and she's been making money off of her daughter waxing these clients. I mean, she's making money off of her daughter waxing grown people. And they called it child abuse. They said that she's breaking child labor laws and that her daughter was waxing adult private parts, so it's child abuse.
No, that's not.
No, her social media viewers told.
If you are teaching,
they turned her in.
She's teaching her child.
Yeah, the people that she's making all this money off of viewing her page, they the ones that turned her in. So they were snitching. That's all I got to say.
Nope, they did. It was local city members.
Yes, they was watching her page, girl. They was watching her page. They turned that girl in. Come on now. How would the local city officials get wind of her doing whatever she was doing? They wouldn't have got it unless the people that was watching her page didn't turn her in.
But to the local, the little city girl officials. Wanted to do it, though, obviously.
Did she?
And she's not being pressured into doing it. Where?
Okay, so, like I was saying, the music that's coming out is trash, but compared to the music that's coming out on sitcoms and movies. What do you think?
I think that a lot of the music I hear on
the radio, mainstream radio.
Oh, it's the radio.
Oh, where do you listen to your music at?
No, I don't. I don't listen to music. Sorry, I just don't.
Well, speaking of music, it's not the
same as when I was younger.
It's not. But speaking of the music, that's not the same. It is the same. You know, there's been a lot of covers done lately from when we were growing up.
Oh, no. Yeah.
A lot of the new singers are doing covers.
Thank God, I have a 13-year-old.
Oh, yes. And she loves our music that we grew up on.
No.
Yeah, she loves our music that we grew up on.
Like, Tina be listening to, like, old school music. Like,
yes, the music we grew up on.
Like, no. She be listening
to music. She also listens to,
before we was born.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that classic R&B.
Like, this one time, she was sitting in the car. I know, where am I? That's a fucking old-ass song.
Yes, it's very old. But speaking of people that's listening to old music and doing old covers. It seems like to me that they're trying to introduce Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey's daughter into music.
Oh, but I like that shit. That was cool.
Oh, my God. Yeah, let's play
Little Mariah.
Go Little Mariah. And Nick. Nick. Because on all the little videos on TikTok and YouTube.
Me and Mariah. Go back like.
Yeah, it seems like they're just saying Mariah's daughter. Like, she's not Nick Cannon's daughter. That's why I say it's lying like you look like.
Well,
this
Mariah.
Is also Nick Cannon's daughter, y'all.
But let's
stop
be real
playing.
Here, Mariah.
Mariah what?
Mariah don't allow him to really see the kids like that.
Yes, she do.
Like that?
Yes, she do, Jean. Okay. Uh-huh. They go on trips together and every year with the kids. They have great co-parenting.
But at the same time,
on the internet, they're trying to portray her
but
as
at the same time.
Mariah Carey's daughter doing a cover of Mariah Carey's song.
Mariah Carey's daughter doing a cover
One Sweet Day.
Mariah Carey's song.
One Sweet Day, yeah.
And she killing her mama.
And this is no microphone, y'all. She sung this at the pool at the hotel. No auto-tune, nothing. The way Because she's snapping her fingers on the beat, baby.
She better than her mama. Just saying.
Okay.
And she wasn't like, done.
Now, I was gonna let it be done. Oh, you want to hear her hit that note? Ooh, yeah.
You know it.
Girl, do y'all talk y'all shit, girl. She killed that. Like, that is Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey's daughter. But all over social media, since she did this cover,
okay,
they've been saying Mariah Carey's daughter. Mariah Carey's daughter. Mariah Carey. She is also Nick Cannon's daughter, y'all. Yeah. Stop playing. That girl is talented because she came from two amazingly talented people.
Yeah, she did.
And she killing her mama like I ain't gonna lie. But ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Oh, she killed her so
those
bad in this
made
cover.
Laugh.
No, in this cover. No,
those twins were made to laugh.
They what?
They were made to laugh.
You think they're genetically engineered to sound
no,
like
they were not medically engineered.
You can't medically engineer kids to sound like
my
that.
My thing is,
I got chills in my body when I heard that girl
I'm being
sing
funny.
That song.
I'm being funny.
That was beautiful.
I'm being funny.
Lie.
I think.
You think she got in virtual?
No, I think. Yes.
And she said, put the music.
No,
the music,
that part.
Put the music.
No, I don't believe in that part.
No.
But I believe that she got in vitro fertilization.
Really?
Yes, I did.
I don't know what she did, and I don't care. All I know is her daughter is killing it.
Okay,
so
but
bad,
her daughter's
though.
Killing it. Her
so bad,
it.
Though.
Her daughter is that, fucking
no,
rivaling
and,
her.
Yeah,
to the
but.
Point that, did you really sing that song, Mariah?
Oh, my God. She bodied her so bad. Like, you. I don't even remember who sung it before.
I don't know. I don't
but
even, I know.
She got to
before,
sing
but,
it.
Know.
Her daughter, her and Nick's daughter got to sing that song with Boyz II Men after she did
uh-huh,
it.
I got
at
to
the
see
pool.
That.
Yeah. Oh, I can show it to you after the show.
Hey,
but, yeah. Yes. We want to go on to
but
our artist of
the
day.
From the pool.
Yes, her voice is amazing. And speaking of amazing voices, there's a new artist that I found.
Okay.
On TikTok. Yes, mm-hmm. On TikTok. I said TikTok. TikTok is a new platform for anybody that want to make money. That's what
hey,
I gotta say.
Hey, give me some money. Give me
anybody want to make that
I'm
money.
Just joking,
on that money, money. Cause once you get up to 50,000 subscribers, you can make up to $105,000 a month on
okay,
TikTok.
Okay, Tiana, cause you
I'm
got them followers. I don't.
The real T.
I got 57 followers on TikTok.
It's cool. They gonna grow, but every time I grow, we grow. But anyways. The artist of the day is Anthony Q. And I'm going to tell you
who's
why.
Anthony Q?
Anthony Q is an artist on TikTok. I don't know if that's where he came from or where he came from. Mm-hmm. All I can say is Anthony's Q voice, it reminds me of like a new age. Anthony Hamilton. Remember Anthony Hamilton? Damn, I said remember him like he was gone or something. Like we don't remember him. But okay, Anthony Q, he does original songs that he wrote on, and his songs are amazing, but this is the one that I love the most, and it's kind of like, don't judge a book by its cover. That's
okay.
How it starts off. Yeah.
Why you don't judge a book by its cover.
Oh, yeah. I remember him. You were playing him earlier.
Yeah. This is our artist of the day, Anthony Q from TikTok.
He looks like he's from Nigeria.
Yeah, you can find him under Anthony Q on TikTok.
Come on, he's too young. His voice, though.
He said, do at him. I think I'm going to do at him.
You should, because you got that voice.
To love me.
Because love me ain't easy. Easy. Yeah.
sing this with no mic, y'all.
This is why you don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, and that's why you don't judge a book by its cover, because he looked like he ain't about to start singing it. He looked like he about to bust out a rap song.
Nah, I ain't think a rap, but I thought he was just going to
His songs is usually a little more trap worthy, like a trap music type of styles. And he got one on here, it's kind of trappy, but it's very soulful still at the same time, like... This is one of his songs.
If you like real music, you'll like this. And I keep my press cut to see this
nation. Man, you put my name on it. Oh, like this. If I'm talking face to face, shit. You ain't gotta like it. You show gotta respect, man. Are you from Africa, boo? You can hate in your heart. Then you hate to see me win it. Can't tell you a part. You got issues with me. You know that envy. No, I want to see another one. Play another one.
He's from Dallas.
I don't like this.
This is him, and I like that. This is his original music, both of them. He's from Memphis, baby. I like that sound, though. But anyways, y'all can check it out on y'all own. Again, that is Anthony Q, not Anthony Hamilton. That's Anthony Q. I like how he turns like soulful music into like trap soulful. That's what I would call him. I would call him trap soulful. But that first song, I didn't feel that from the beginning.
I didn't feel him from the beginning, but when you said, okay, he trap. Lyric. What's his name? Not Lyric. What's his name?
Who?
Fuck, man. I hate when I forget shit.
Well, again, we don't own the rights to Anthony Q's music. We are not getting paid to promote him.
No, the dude. No, what? I say Lyric because...
What dude?
What's that right, Lyric? You know,
Oh, he reminds you of,
You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
Goodness. What is the guy's name?
Oh, you forgot to.
I did. I don't feel bad. Because I know who you're talking about, but I'm trying to picture it in my head.
He did the song with
Fantasia.
Yeah, Fantasia, but they took Fantasia out and played. Well, no, it wasn't originally with Fantasia. They took the original person out and replaced with Fantasia.
Is it Must Be Nice?
No, but Must
That's
be
that's one of his
nice.
Songs. Though.
That's one of his songs. Now it understands how a thug has feelings through. Mama who loves you for sure.
Life Jennings. Girl, Life Jennings. Stop playing with me. You are so funny. But he don't remind me of Life Jennings.
No.
Life Jennings has a totally different tone.
He is not
tone.
The same.
Anthony Q is original,
it's a type
baby.
Of music. It's the type of music he's putting out there. Mm-hmm. That's why I equated him to Life Jennings.
Equate him... To Anthony Q, because his music is trap, but it's
Anthony
also
Hamilton?
I
feel like Jenny's music is trap music, but it's like trap music for our generation.
Oh, soul trap.
Yeah,
I feel you on that. See, oh, he got that one song. I'll be robbing these niggas.
Yes, that's a good one. Yeah.
But anyways, let's go on into our nappy time stories. And today we're going to talk about my arrest story.
A bitch got arrested. Like 3 times. Mm-hmm. I got arrested once, and you got arrested like 3 times.
But this is a military mishap. So, I got arrested after I had got discharged from the military, mm-hmm. and they said that I was AWOL, y'all. So, I'm driving down Andrew J. Brown.
National Guard, and it was 9/11, so.
What does that mean?
9/11 means a lot.
Talk about it. Talk your shit, Jenna.
Okay, 9/11, that is like when they came up with the Patriot Act, and when they... started to go out after people for random reasons.
But they have to recall their soldiers.
It didn't matter. From the Patriot Act, it didn't matter. And you were...
discharged.
No, it doesn't matter if you were discharged because you were targeted because of the fact that you...
What?
I forgot. Okay, I had a point here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just don't drink before you do a podcast.
Yeah, don't drink before you do a podcast. And also,
no, but
the fact is, I was arrested after I was discharged, and I had no recall orders. But there is not a recall order on my
family. Okay, I'll just give excuses to
the for the American government. Don't make excuses for the motherfuckers. They still ain't gave us our HR 40 reparations.
I'm only saying that because around the time that you were arrested, I lost a teacher.
He was a foreigner, though.
But he's from Canada. Is that really a foreigner?
It is considered a foreigner in the United States of America.
But right around the time you got locked up for what?
Oh, then nothing is more important to me than making sure every vote is in our district is heard.
Every vote.
This is real life. It says, the enduring history of slavery in the United States still lives in us today. Unfortunately, the economic and social effects of slavery. Segregation and its continuing damage has... Okay, you can read it, girl. You read it.
Oh, I was being funny.
No, go ahead and read it. She want to read it. Yeah, read that shit.
No, I was being
read
funny.
It. No, read that shit.
I was being a bitch.
No, read that shit.
Okay. Where did you stop at?
Mm-hmm. I don't care wherever you want to pick up at. Okay. I mean, the letter is self-explanatory. He agrees with HR 40, basically.
Thank you for contacting me to voice your support regarding reparations for African Americans. Mm-hmm. As your representative, please know that nothing is more important to me than making sure that every voice in my district is heard. Mm-hmm. And we're a sister township. In Indianapolis. The enduring history of slavery in the United States still lives with us today. It's going to live with us. It's like, I'm not even going to go into detail right now. Oppression is real.
But anyway, it's
not. It's not have to do with oppression.
It does.
Like, holding on to the disrespect and the...
Blatant racism in our face every day.
It doesn't just affect black people, it affects white people as well.
It affected Beyonce. Why are we talking about it? Beyonce is a billionaire.
Oh, sorry.
What's going on with Jay-Z now?
I love Beyonce's music. She's irrelevant to what we're talking about right now.
No, she's very relevant. Everybody that's black is relevant.
She's irrelevant.
Go ahead, Gina. Go ahead. She's relevant. Even though she's a billionaire, she is still relevant in this conversation. No, I don't think that because they're billionaires, they shouldn't get reparations too.
Maybe the enduring history of slavery in the United States still lives with us today. Unfortunately, the economic and social effects of slavery, segregation, and its continuing damage have not been adequately recognized or addressed,
which is the issue at hand with the HR 40 bill.
Well, these economic disparities are the root cause of many critical challenges in the African American community today, particularly in areas such as education, healthcare, and criminal justice. Obviously, criminal justice. Fuck healthcare, because if you got a good job, you're going to get some healthcare for your babies. If you're black, white, whatever. But can you get that job?
Go ahead, read this shit.
Okay, whatever. I'm going to go there. What did I start?
Something about a job.
No, I... Wait, that's not where I stopped.
All right.
These little bitty letters is fucking killing me. Let me take my glasses off.
You can pull it up.
Okay.
Zoom in.
Zoom in. Wait, where did I stop?
Girl, economic disparities.
Oh, are the root cause. Girl,
stop playing with me.
Are the root cause of many critical challenges.
Many critical challenges. I'm gonna do like we in church. Okay.
In the African American community today, particularly, areas such as education, healthcare, and criminal justice.
And criminal justice, number one.
Okay. This persistent pattern of oppression is made even more shocking, considering that enslaved Africans were essential to the development of this country, but remained exploited in the name of economic advancement until slavery was formally addressed. Our country's story will remain incomplete. That is why I am proud to co-sponsor H.R. 40.
Yes.
The Commission to Study and Develop Reparation, which is they fucking playing. I'm sorry. It's a joke. Whatever.
Why you say it's a joke? Go ahead.
It's a joke.
Talk your shit, G.
Fuck this shit, right?
But talk your shit. It's a joke. Because you said...
Because
how to distribute reparations.
Okay.
But we're not giving out reparations. It's just a bill.
Yes, thank you,
To discover why we should or how we should.
Because we should.
No, it's how we should distribute reparations. Now, what they are proposing... Let's go back. They are proposing...
Wait, you sent it to me on an email? Oh, no.
No, this is my email. This is what I got from Andre Carson, our representative for Indianapolis. Now, this is
why... That nigga ain't did shit since he became a representative. His grandma did way more shit than what he's doing. But anyway. I'm going to vote for him.
Talk that shit. But it's somebody running against him. But
who?
Don't.
Who's gonna run against him?
Google it. Google it.
Because
they campaign has got no traction.
I'm sorry, I lost it because I was shitty after I got so
Why
far.
Why you do that?
Okay.
Recording no more.
No, we're still recording.
We're still recording.
Yeah. I got mad. Reading that shit, and I just wanted to stop, and then I don't remember where I put the.
But what article. Made you so mad though? Because it's just a bill to study. What
no,
they
but
give
yes,
us.
But it's not
study.
What they could give us.
It's just a study.
And I don't even need y'all shit.
Nobody
but
does. But
we don't need y'all shit. We don't
get it.
But so we should get it. We deserve it. It's like Native Americans here in the United States. Y'all gave them money.
That's like me with my military benefits because I was injured in the military. But you know what? I can't keep fighting for my injury or anything like that. And
they give you so much hell to get compensation
for my injury that they know I received.
Yes, and you have fucking documentation. So yeah, we don't need the reparations. Yeah, we should get reparations. Like the Native Americans of this country got reparations.
We are the Native Americans of this country.
No, some of us are, but not all of us are.
No, don't do that.
Some of us black people.
We just.
Oh my God! Not all black people are Native Americans, but a lot of black people are Native American, or they are tied to Native Americans, or they got Native American DNA. Okay.
No. We're not even going there. That's not even what I'm saying because we've already established that the Spaniard-based Native Americans came here after. The Aztec, after the Incans, after the Mayans, who were black people that were already here in the Americas before.
Well, they were already dark niggas. They were
basically
niggas.
They was black.
And they had
black
a problem.
We already have
the pale skin people. We know that. That is
recorded in history. They was black. They be black.
Okay.
That's not the point.
We seen the
statues. We seen the hieroglyphs. They was black. And one of the first.
Which
one of the first sophisticated civilized civilizations that were here before. Why are there no pyramids in Europe?
Nobody even thought about it. Why are there no pyramids in China?
I just thought about that.
I never heard of a pyramid in China.
Let me look it up.
Look that shit up, because I want to know.
I'm about to Google it. China pyramids, ancient pyramids in China. Okay. About 38 of them are located around.
Located around 25 kilometers to 35 kilometers northwest of Xi'an on the Guangzhou Plains in Shaanxi province.
Okay, but there's no. Okay, so. I was wrong about the Asians. Okay, so why is there no pyramids in Europe?
But guess what? These pyramids in China are mostly block pyramids. They're not built like the ancient Aztec.
Like literally the pyramids that you gotta,
The Egyptian pyramid. They're not built on the same type of scale. And they also are not as old as those pyramids.
Yeah.
Yeah, they believe, according to ancient alien theories,
mm-hmm.
that those specs for them to build those pyramids was basically transferred word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, they did not build them in such a grand stand like the pyramids that were built in, ancient America or in ancient Egyptian pyramids.
Okay.
You know, like America and ancient Egyptians, we have pyramids that date back farther than 10,000 BC. That's before people was even supposed to be alive, right?
Well, it depends on the type of humans you're talking about.
According to European.
Okay, so.
Astrology.
So, Homo sapiens sapiens are African.
Okay.
Homo sapiens sapiens developed in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
That is where Homo sapiens sapiens, which is the current humanoid population, came from Africa.
But what year did they say that population began?
I don't remember how many years ago. But well, it wasn't thousands
of years
ago.
Let's Google it.
Homo sapiens sapiens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Google. What year did Homo sapiens sapiens derive in the world?
You also have to remember that
sapiens is thought to have evolved sometime between 160,000 and 90,000 years ago in Africa before migrating to the Middle East and Europe and later to.
Okay, so they said 160 years to 90,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is that before 10,000 BC or after 10,000 BC?
Can't you count?
I can count.
That is between 10,000 BC.
Between. Yeah, but we've already deduced that these pyramids and the Mayan culture, the Incan culture, mm-hmm. and the Aztec culture were there before the Spaniard, what they call Native Americans nowadays.
Well, they would
nowadays.
Coincide with the out of Africa theory.
Yeah, it does coincide with out of the Africa theory.
You know.
But it also coincides that those people came here when the land masses were connected, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that
you gotta realize
that
any.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, but I said this before. But any civilization that made it all the way from Africa across the Bering Strait down to South America, Central America, they had to have some shit going on. They had to be some strong ass niggas. See what I'm saying?
Well, you heard about the court ruts.
Hmm?
Yeah, the court ruts.
Who's that?
Hear about the ancient court ruts? And
wait, say that again.
Play it. Okay.
Let me see that.
I gotta Google it. Okay.
Google it.
Ancient court ruts. Okay, yeah. Mesopotamia. I know I was right. Oh. Mesopotamia. I didn't want to say it wrong, but Mesopotamia
is like in the middle of the Middle East.
It's in the Middle East, Mesopotamia. And they have ancient quartz that date past before the last ice age.
Quartz. But that's based on the person discovered it.
If you don't know what a quartz is, it's like...
But that's based on the person discovered it. It's not based on...
No, it's based off of the what is it called? Oh, my God.
I don't know, but like...
No, it's based off of the... Oh, I can't even get it together. Let me read the article.
I don't even know.
The quartz.
Yeah.
Yeah, the quartz are basically, they're saying that these quartz was from people, you know, moving the quartz and it created these quartz that are still found today that can date back past 10,000 BC. Basically, it goes into the ocean.
Okay.
And to where they know that these quartz are so old that they are... They are seen under the sea water now today. So the sea levels rose so far. They can tell that these quartz are older than when the sea level was above water. Above
the
water.
The sea level is based on what? You know, Tiana, I want to hear you say it.
What? What you mean?
The seawater levels rising is based on the
so it's a quartz are basically like a wagon. Like quartz is like the wheels of a wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Like carrying a wagon or Egyptians, like they used to carry they kings and queens on the quartz and or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they're like a wagon trail.
But these trails are
based off of
you have to
how old they are though.
When did the ice start to melt? They don't have an exact number, but they have a general number of when the ice start to melt after the ice age.
But these quartz go into the ocean, so it shows that the quartz prove that civilization is much older than what they believed it to be, basically. You know.
Well, they didn't want civilization to be...
I don't know why. What was the reason?
I don't know why either, Queen T.
I do know why. So they could prove that the YT people was here first, basically. So they wanted to prove they was here first. They wanted to prove they was here first, and that kind of destroyed a lot of human history. Rewritten today based on these quartz and these ancient... You know, these ancient civilizations that they have found. Like, what is the, Tebekle Tempe. Tebekle Tempe is dated past the last ice age. It's older than 10,000 BC.
Yeah.
Like, it's older than 10,000 BC. So, we know that there were humans that built that. And they are, that's like, debunking their theory that, you know, the white tea people was here first. All over the world. Not just in the Americas, not just in Mesopotamia.
And not white people.
White tea people is the ones that wrote the history books. White. Yeah, the white tea people wrote the history books.
History is made by the victors.
Yes, history is made by the victors. And they were victorious in a lot of these countries. They went and they conquered a lot of these countries, and they wrote the books on medicine, which they derived from Egyptian culture and Mayan culture, and then they wrote books on, you know, civilization, which was derived from, you know, ancient civilization that was here many years, basically 10,000 years before they even came into fruition. But let's thank y'all for listening to another episode.
No, we forgot.
What we forgot?
We forgot the Naptime stories.
No, that was our Naptime story. Cool. We talked about the military mishap with me. That was my Naptime stories. And then we got off into the Mesopotamia and the, you know, ancient culture and all that. You know, we do that sometimes, you guys. So we like to thank y'all for listening to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. And as always, we're going to need y'all to do what?
Stay. Remain. Honestly Unbothered.
Hey. And don't let people tell you what your history is. Look it up, baby. Look it up. Because.
And also taking those DNA tests. That's a good indication of where you came from.
Oh, yes. Because according to H.R. 40, if you don't have documentation proving that you were a descendant of a slave, then guess what, honey?
I don't need documentation.
Well, you do to get them reparations according to this bill.
Okay, so we're already going to get our reparations if it's going to be a bill here.
Yeah, even if there's a bill, we are going to get the reparations. You know, because we deserve them, you guys. If y'all don't think we do... Y'all retarded. I mean...
Wait, what?
Y'all retarded. Ain't that still a word?
You're not supposed to say the R word.
Say retarded.
You should not say the R word.
Well, why is it in the dictionary?
Because
it's a real word, right?
Yes, it is.
It's a real word.
Oh, you can't say it. You can't Webster say it. Dictionary.
And, okay, let's say...
Like you can't say nigger.
Oh. Oh, really? They have equated retardation to nigger?
Yes, pretty much.
With the hard E-R?
Yes, pretty much.
Girl, don't do me. I can't do the white tea people. Okay. They make up their own rules, you know.
Of course they do, because they make up the rules in the first place.
Yes, they do.
That is what this society is based on.
Based on white tea. And did you guys know that the medical books are only built in off of what? YT people. There are no medical books that were written for any other culture. But anyways, go ahead. They're going to be mad at us. And we're going to keep on telling what we believe to be the truth.
Hey.
Allegedly, bitch.
Allegedly.
Bring you down.
There's something you're not doing right if you ain't got no haters around.
Bitches gonna be mad at us. Bitches gonna be mad at us. Niggas gonna be mad at us. They just gonna be mad at us.
Say what?
There's something you're not doing right.
Bitches.
There's something you're not doing right.
Bitch.
Nigga.
They gonna always pass something around. They gonna always pass up.
And no haters around.